five and six.
No one has any questions?
You're good.
Thank you.
And these are very, the first one's for the DB plan, and it's pretty tedious because I'm reading code. So for the purpose of the resolution, because we're reading it and having it recorded, I'm going to say up front, if as I say the letters of the codes, if I don't say it's capital, then we're going to assume that's a lowercase letter. That way I'm not distinguishing both as I'm reading, and you'll see what I mean here in a second. Okay, next page. Now go ahead and read.
Okay. Let's see. We need to make a motion to make this change.
Yes, sir.
Is there a motion? Do I hear a motion?
To read the amendment? This is the amendment for the DB plan.
Read it.
Usually we really read it first. Read it first, and then we make it.
Well, I thought we were making a motion to allow me to read it.
Oh, no.
As opposed to John?
Yes, as opposed to John. All right.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Be it hereby resolved that pursuant to Section 7.01A of the Retirement Plan for Employees of Brazos River Authority, the plan, the Brazos River Authority hereby amends the plan as set forth below. First Amendment to the Retirement Plan for Employees of Brazos River Authority as restated effective November 30th, 2010. 1. Section 1.02B of the plan is amended in its entirety to read as follows. Without glasses, it's not working. B, for converting accrued benefit payment form into single payment. For purposes of Section 4.10C1IV F, 1983 Group Annuity Gender Neutral Mortality Table and Interest at an effective annual rate of 7.5%. For all other purposes, 1. The term applicable interest rate means adjusted first, second, and third segment rates applied under rules similar to the rules of Code Section 430H2C for the month before the date of the distribution or such other time as Secretary of the Treasury may, by regulations prescribed, and the adjusted first, second, and third segment rates are the first, second, and third segment rates which would be determined under Code Section 430H2C if I, Code Section 430H2D, were applied by substituting the average yields for the month described in Clause II for the average yields for the 24-month period described in such section, II Code Section 430H2II, were applied by substituting Section 417E3DII for Section 412B5BII, and III, the applicable percentage under Code Section 430H2G were determined as follows. 2008, 20%, 2009, 40%, 2010, 60%, 2011, 80%, and thereafter 100%. And 2, the term applicable mortality table means a mortality table modified as appropriate by the Secretary of Treasury based on the mortality table specified for the plan year under Code Section 430H3A without regard to subparagraph capital C or capital D of section of such section. 2. Section 4.1C1IV F of the plan is amended in its entirety to read as follows. Capital F, to provide a final payment upon the participant's death not greater than the excess of the actuarial present value of the participant's accrued benefit within the meaning of Code Section 411A7, calculated as of the annuity starting date using the applicable interest rate and the applicable mortality table under Section 1.02B, or, if greater, the total amount of the employee contributions over the total payments before the participant's death. And 3, the first sentence of Section 4.10D1 of the plan is amended to read as follows. If the participant's interest is being distributed in the form of a joint and survivor annuity for the joint lives of the participant and a non-spouse beneficiary, annuity payments to be made on or after the participant's required beginning date to the designated beneficiary after the participant's death must not at any time exceed the applicable percentage of the annuity payment for such period that would have been payable to the participant using the table set forth in Regulation Section 1.401A9-6, capital QNA-2. That's the end.
Okay. You heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Please poll the committee.
Okay. Chairman Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Wheelis?
Yes.